Welcome to PR Squeeze, a podcast brought to you from the S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. My name is Tony D'Angelo. I'm a professor of practice and chair of the Public Relations Department, and I love this forum because I get to speak with leaders from the communications field to see what we can learn. Today, I'm pleased to welcome two of those leaders. First, Keith Burton, the founder and principal of Grayson Emmett Partners, and is one of the world's foremost practitioners in change communication, strategic employee engagement, and internal communication. He is a proven agency and corporate communications executive committed to driving performance, generating growth, identifying talent, and building teams. I'm also pleased to welcome Ron DeFeo, a proven communications and employee engagement leader with 20 years of experience at major corporations and leading public relations agencies. Currently, he is Executive Vice President and Chief Communications Officer of American Airlines. In this role, Ron leads the team responsible for communications, marketing, community affairs, recognition, and events management. Prior to joining American Airlines, Ron served as Senior Vice President of Communications for Darden Restaurants. He joined Darden from the Home Depot, where he is Senior Director of Corporate Communications, and he started his career on the agency side in the Atlanta office of Ketchum. Welcome, Ron and Keith. So glad you could join PR Squeeze.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for, great to see you guys again.
You too, Ron.
Great to see you. I was really inspired by the event that we did together, Building Great Teams, which was held recently at Neuhaus's Lubenhaus facility in New York City. It brought together top executives from agencies and corporations to discuss, as you put it, trust, talent, and the shaping of communications leadership. And we had a group of students who were privileged to attend, and they really appreciated that. What was the need that you saw that inspired you to design this event, which was really unique?
Well, Tony, thanks for, you know, being a part of the event. And of course, you know, Keith, you know, working with us to make it happen. So, you know, Keith and I have known each other for years. Keith's a mentor of mine, and we talk a lot about the issues, you know, facing, you know, communications in general. And we always keep on coming back to this discussion around talent and just whether it's, how are we recruiting people in? How are we developing them? How are we retaining them? You know, and staying, you know, fresh and energized, and, you know, making sure you're working with a team, you know, that's ready to attack the challenges that the business presents. And for the past couple of years, we've been talking about how when you're brought up through, you know, our discipline, which, you know, we all love, this is why we're here, this is why we're listening to the podcast, you are taught about internal communications and media relations and crisis communications. You're taught the craft of comms, but nowhere is anyone really teaching you about leadership. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a place where you're leading a small team, then a bigger team, and then an even larger team. And there were points along the way in my journey where I've always thought back and thought, man, I wish I had spent more time thinking, you know, about all the elements that go into leading teams. And I talked to Keith, it'd be great to have a discussion about this. And after him hearing me talk about this for so long, he finally said, well, let's do something about it. Let's actually, you know, let's bring together. Yeah. And I think what made this event really cool was different generations of leaders. You noted the students, we had emerging leaders, we had, you know, people who were, you know, 10, 15 years into their career, and then senior leaders, and we had people from corporate and people from agency. Just getting together to talk about the importance of, you know, developing talent. And it was indeed a fascinating, you know, day we spent together.
Kind of ironic, isn't it, Keith, that we assume that leadership is learned out in the field, but that's not necessarily the case?
So very true. And again, Tony, thank you as well for helping us put this together. Ron and I, a couple of years ago, sat with his team in a conference room at Skyview, which is the headquarters at American Airlines. And he rolled out at that time a model that I've never forgotten. I refer to often. I want to credit him on this because it's an important model for his team, called the PIECES lens, P-I-E-C-E-S, which is an anagram. And PIECES stands for these characteristics in leadership: performance, impression. What impressions do we make on the men and women that we work with and the leaders that we serve inside of organizations today? What experience do we bring? And not just the experience of the competency of doing the work as practitioners, but the experiences that we need of being leaders who are adaptable, resilient, the kind of people who can step forward in the environment that we're in today. Collaboration, how collaborative can we be in the work that we do? What exposure have we had to other aspects of the disciplines that shape what we do as communicators, which include being involved with investor and financial communications, being involved with supply chain management, being involved with legal and HR and those functions, which are so important. And then finally, the situation and the situations in which we operate.
Yeah.
The lens through which we view these things are so important, I think. And we looked at those, and as he has thought through the hiring process, and by the way, he and his team do something quite important, I think, that we talked about in that event, and that is when you're thinking about talent, you're not thinking about 100% readiness. You're thinking about the potential and trajectory of where people are, and you're always looking for talent. If you're not doing that, then you're simply not going to grow as an organization. And I think the team at American, and there are others who do what American does as well, but American is exceptional at this, has done a very good job in that area. And that was on display as we did this work over these three panels.
Yeah, that's so interesting. One of the themes that I certainly took away was the idea that you put people in place actually before they're ready, which certainly happened to me a few times over the course of my career. Maybe not intentionally, but it kind of worked out that way. As you guys know, we had panels that had addressed topics including what the next generation of leaders needs, identifying recruitment strategies, and we asked the question, who's advancing the next chief communications officer? What were the main takeaways from your perspectives, and what would you like the profession to know about those takeaways?
I had one in particular that I was really struck by, and I know Ron will build off of this, and that is, today while we think about mentorship, I think when we think about advancing the next generation of chief communication officer, we're talking about sponsorship as well, because mentorship is one thing. It's showing them the way for certain. It's helping them to understand what they must do. But sponsoring them means, as Jen Lowney said in that conversation from Citi, actually taking people into the room with us, where they can have that exposure, they can see the C-suite working together, they can understand the kind of complex issues that are there at work. And I think we have to do a better job of that, of sponsoring people into the roles they must be in, and not focus so much on the competencies as we do on that kind of leadership that's needed today.
Yeah, and that definitely needs to be an intentional process. It seems so many times it's not.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I also think a couple of things that jumped out at me was, one, just the dialogue about talent and development, the need for that to exist. I think a lot of times people don't talk about that, but I think people on both sides, whether you're the leader, you're on the team, just having a real open, frank discussion about, here's what certain things look like, here are things you need to do to progress, here are things, certain things you need to develop, setting clear expectations for what is required, for the jobs that could be and roles that could be ahead of you. It was a lot about just that transparent ongoing dialogue, right? It's not a guessing game. It's, being more intentional about having that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. My impression was that participants were refreshingly candid. We had about 60 people in the room, and I heard comments from both professionals and students that, wow, it's great to be shoulder to shoulder with these people, having this honest conversation. Did anything they shared surprise you or cause you to think differently about these topics?
I don't think surprise. I think what I was most, I appreciated everyone's interest in the topic. And I think I mean that in a couple ways. One, the people we talked to when we were thinking through this idea and say, would this be something you'd be interested in doing? The answer was immediately yes. So I thought just the interest in coming together to have this discussion. And then for all the people that were participating, I'd say especially that kind of young emerging professional, their interest in wanting to learn more and have more discussion about this, not necessarily from in their workplace. You know, I look back at my journey. I've had incredible bosses along the way, but I always wanted more too. I wanted to hear from other professionals. I wanted to hear their stories, their journeys, things they learned along the way, how they got better at certain things. So their interest in just, and their natural just curiosity of wanting to connect with more people, to understand ways to get better as their careers progress, I thought that was really refreshing.
Tony, I'll build on that and just, I think the model that we selected to be in Chatham House Rules for that conversation was really important for people. We, as you know, in that conversation and all of them, there were no PowerPoints. These were conversations, real conversations with people, which very often we go into meetings and we don't have that opportunity. So I think the honesty was refreshing for me. There was a real recognition as well that many of the challenges that we face in our profession today are self-inflicted. We tend to hire in our own image. I think in a lot of organizations, we overview polish, as Barbie Siegel from Zeno Group said in that conversation, rather than giving people real responsibility early and not waiting until they're 100% ready to do the things that we need them to do, but developing them again on this trajectory that we see them moving along. One idea that stayed with me as well was the notion that we don't have a pipeline problem, as Jessamyn Katz said. We have an evaluation problem, and I think today that's important for us as we do performance management reviews with teams and individuals. It forces us to look at really how we judge potential and not just where we're finding talent. I think that's important. Ron would tell you that one of the things that he finds most important is what he calls the coffee conversations. Whenever he's traveling, not only in the city of Dallas and Fort Worth, but around the country, he makes an effort to go meet with men and women that he's been introduced to over time and have a conversation with them so that he will know who they are in the event he has a need on his team to hire someone in a specific role in the future, rather than waiting until that time that a job is ready and trying to find people and going through many different resumes to get to that point. Today, as I think Corey DeBrow has said, we have 1,000 resumes and probably only 15 positions in the organization. How do we in the AI environment that we're in really find these people and do what we need to do to make that happen? And then finally, I just reemphasize again what Ron holds so valuable and I do too, and that is the sponsorship idea of actually carrying people into a room and making sure that we give them a reminder of what real leadership demands when they're there with us. And I think people need that today.
I couldn't agree more. I found myself truly inspired by the event. I mean, I was on a high just walking out of that room thinking about all the really candid conversations and the sense of real commitment that professionals had to take ownership for sponsorship, to bring along the next generation and to enhance the leadership teams that we already have. The event was called Building Great Teams. First of all, on behalf of the Newhouse School, I'd like to thank both of you gentlemen for your initiative in making it happen. It was enormously valuable. And I know that there is now a number of materials have been produced that can benefit the profession. Where can communications professionals go to get more information about building great teams?
Well, we've got a website for this, and we'll make sure, Tony, that that website, the bit.ly address, is made available on this podcast, which I think will be important. There is a booklet that we produce for this, and frankly, I hope that people will take advantage of using it and the information that is there from both American Airlines and Newhouse as a part of this work. But I have to say, it's more than just that. I think we often think of the PRSA, for example, and the Page Society and many other organizations as being a source for information of how we grow and how we move forward. I think the men and women who were with us in that day would tell you that they are available all the time to be a conduit for the kinds of conversations that people want to have about their futures. I do this with students regularly. In fact, I've already talked to a number of the students who are at Newhouse as a part of this, and I was happy to do it, and we'll help them in the work that they have. I think all of us are willing to do that. So my hope is that to find not only this information, to go to that website that we've developed as a part of this, but also to go to us, you know, to reach us on LinkedIn, to reach us where we may be, and ask us if we will take time with them, I think is important, because there's not a higher calling or a higher ideal than doing that for the future and developing the next generation.
Yeah, Tony, I'm going to underscore what you said. The energy in the room was amazing. I mean, unlike any kind of industry event I know I've attended, I think that speaks to the importance of the topic. And it's something, like we said, we had multiple generations of professionals there, and I think it speaks to the importance of this topic, you know, for everybody. And I think that's really important to think about. And it's only going to become getting talent right, you know, even in, you know, the world of AI and all these tools and everything that's happening. So much of this is still about judgment, and the speed at which everything moves is so fast-paced. You need to have the right people in the right places to make the right calls, and that's only going to be amplified even more over time. So it's really incumbent upon leaders to make sure they have the team in place that can meet the needs that the business requires. So it was a great day, great session. You know, year one, dare I say there'll be a year two. I know we're kicking that around if, you know, we need to regroup again next year at the Lubin House. So more to come, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Well, just, Tony, let me just say as well, I've had the opportunity, as Ron has, to serve with you on your public relations advisory council, which we're happy to do and be a part of that with you and other great leaders who believe in what you're doing at Syracuse and know the importance of that to our profession. But Syracuse Newhouse has been such a beacon for our profession for so long on the collegiate level, and we're so proud to be affiliated with you and with your team, and have been over many years, and will continue to do so. So thank you for being our partner on this.
No, thank you. It truly was a pleasure, and I learned a lot from this event that we engineered together, and I'm 100% on board for reprising it in future years with related or even different topics, and we'll see how that goes. So Keith Burton and Ron DeFeo, thank you so much for your commitment and your leadership within our industry. And thank you for joining us. We hope that you have found that this information has been worth the squeeze.